Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's a beautiful, hot, sweltering day here in Pittsburgh, long overdue. But with that comes a chance of thunderstorms. More on the weather a little later in the broadcast. In the meantime, Matty Ice behind the glass. I'm here in front of the microphone. We're taking your calls at 412-928-9370. You can also tweet me at KD Pump. We're going to jump right into it. And what that means is Pirates. We asked this question a lot leading up to the trade deadline. Should they be buyers? Should they be sellers? Should they do nothing? Last year, all of a sudden, a real hot streak. 11 wins in a row, I believe it was. A five-game series sweep in Milwaukee made people believe this team was going to contend, which led them to do something that they really don't do a lot of, trade top prospects. And they traded three of them to Tampa to get Chris Archer. As we know, that's not worked out very well. It leads to this question. What are the Pirates? Are they buyers? Are they sellers? Or are they stand patters? Whatever the case, they're going to have to make a decision at some point. There's a long way to go. Last night was the first of 16 straight in the Central Division, and the Pirates won it. Milwaukee has large problems, by the way. They really do. Their pitching is not very good. Some of their position players have failed them. The Pirates went in there, trailed 2-1, came back again. This team never seems to be out of a game, and that's good for them, which leads to a secondary question I'd like to ask. Because I get this all the time on Twitter. They are what they are. Why do you start? All I'm saying is I believe you should separate what management does for what this team has done. If you do that, you'll come to the conclusion this team has overcome a lot of adversities. Nobody in the majors has had more people go on a disabled or injured list than them. And they were thin to begin with. And somehow, some way, it's led to some very nice stories, like Brian Reynolds, who never would have played here had there not been injuries. Like Kevin Newman, who never would have been here without an injury to Gonzalez. There are so many of these kinds of stories, and I give them credit because they've taken full advantage of their opportunities to play, unlike some of the pitchers who've been given those same opportunities and not done much with them. So I'd like to hear from you. You can also tweet at KD Pump. We're on the air until 1 o'clock. Let's get right to it. Paul in Tampa Bay. And by the way, Tampa Bay will see kid from Beaver Falls, Blackhawk actually, make his debut tonight. Brennan McKay, who just ripped through the minors, he's going to be on the mound. And this kid was outstanding watching him in the WPIAL. Paul, you're up. What's going on?
Hey, Pomp. I wanted to talk about Ray Searidge. I've been the fans of God sent us who live, you know, away from Pittsburgh. You know, I listen all the time online. I've heard the last couple of weeks, I've heard a lot of talk about Ray Searidge and, you know, somehow he's failing or, you know, questioning what he's doing. And being that I'm down here in Florida during spring training, I get to talk to a lot of the players and coaches, and I've talked to Ray Searidge a few times, and, you know, he's adamant that he's not a miracle worker and that he's just implementing the, you know, the organization's philosophy as far as pitchers. And, you know, if there's going to be finger pointing, I think they have to point it higher than Ray Searidge. It seems like these guys in the minor league, I mean, I don't know how much input he has other than in spring training for these minor league pitchers, but they seem to come up to the big leagues totally unprepared to handle, you know, the rigors of pitching in Major League Baseball.
Well, Paul, thank you very much for the call, especially down there in FLA. We appreciate you listening. I would say to you that, you know, hitting coaches and batting coaches, to me, get either too much blame or too much criticism or too much credit. They can only do what they do. It's up to the performer to go out and do it. And that's all the way through this, you know, the minor league system. Some successes will be there. Others will fail. He's like a lot of other pitching coaches. He's had good success stories and ones that they seem to do better with reclamation projects than their own people that they draft, which is something that's got to change. But in the meantime, you know, Lyles goes tonight. Nobody thought he was worth anything. $2 million. At one point, he looked like the best free agent guy on the market based on what they were paying him. They need him to get back. But thank you for the call, Paul. Appreciate that. We're going to move along at 412-928-9370. That is the number to call. Todd joins us on the cell. Hello, Todd. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, how you doing, Bob? I was talking to the last guy before, and we were discussing Ray Searidge, and he came back with, you know, that he can get reclamation projects than he can studs. Well, he's gotten a lot of studs recently, a lot of them. I mean, four or five, six guys over the last, you know, 10 years have come through here, supposedly these big studs, and none of them have panned out.
Well, first of all, Garrett Cole had a 19-win season back in 2013. Garrett Cole had 19 wins. He was fifth in the Cy Young, and Ray Searidge was his pitching coach up here.
Garrett Cole, he's not right in the head. So I don't. He's 6-5 now, and everybody's touting him like he's the best pitcher in the league. But I don't think he's that good. He's a nutcase in his head. Then you're just contradicting yourself because he was
the highest prospect you can get. And if you just said he's in the head, then you're blaming him, which you should, and not Ray Searidge. Anyway, thanks for the call, Todd. 412-928-9370. So Johnny Cam on Twitter, and I go back and forth with Johnny. He's very passionate. He says, Bob, are you going to celebrate a 7-9 Steeler team, a fourth-place Penguin team? Rays or Pirate expectations? When is a sub-500 record season parade? John, listen, I get what you're saying. I'm asking a question, and you have been harsh on management, as you should be, and so have I. I don't like the lack of spending by the owner. I think he deserves to do more for this group or any group. He had it after they won three straight playoff appearances. They should have done more. They didn't. They regressed. What I'm saying to you is I judge this group differently because of what they've overcome given their obstacles. That's not, you got to separate that issue. You can't blame overall Pirate failure because they are 39-41. That's not good in the large scheme of things. But given all the injuries and given all the things they've had to face, this group that they've brought up, and I include Clint Hurdle, it's time he gets some credit for this. I know people out there want to rip him at every occasion, and there are times where that's very valid. But I also think to put this team through this, where they were, how they've responded, is really a remarkable story. And I'm not going to change my opinion on that. Do I like what management does? No. Do I think they need to spend more? Yes. Do they need to go out and draft and develop better? Yes. But what these guys have should be a separate entity in that locker room, what they've been able to do. 412-928-9370, top of the board we go. Bob in Mount Lebanon joins us here on the Bob Pompeiani Show. Hello, Bob. What's up?
Hi, Bob. Great show as always. Pumping ain't easy, brother.
Thanks, Bob.
Hey, Bob, to be a buyer, you got to be over 500, okay? They got these games with Milwaukee and four with the Cubs, and if they're above 500 at trading deadline, you got to be a buyer. And they got to come to the realization, Bob, that Tyon won't be here this year. He may not be here next year. So to be a playoff team, you got to have a good pitching staff, you have a glut of outfielders. Okay, you could package a deal even if it includes a top prospect like Will Craig, okay, who's blocked from being a first baseman. Okay, you package a deal for a good starting pitcher, even if it's James Shields. But to complement this offense, you need a pitching staff to go into the playoffs, Bob. What do you think?
Well, I mean, first of all, yeah. I mean, any team that's going to have success in the post to get to the postseason has to have depth in that department. But I also think at this point, I don't know what you do other than ride guys you have. My move would have been Keuchel. I keep mentioning that a month ago, 2 months ago. I would have done that, Bob, because I think this team needed help. They knew it, and they didn't do it. All it would have cost is some money, as it turned out. So, yeah, so to me, I don't know.
How about the Bob Nutting?
If it's me right now, thanks, Bob, for the call. If it's me right now, I am still selling. Not necessarily Vasquez. That's a separate issue, which I want to get into a little bit later. Because the Dodgers are interested. If the Dodgers are interested, and if you look at the Dodgers, what they've not done over the past couple of years not to win World Series is they can't have bullpen deep in the game. It screwed them a couple of times. Even though they have a pretty good closer in Kenley Jansen, they need more. And they need someone like Vasquez. I understand that. If that's the case, I hold them up for hostage, man. I'm going to get as much as I can out of them. And I'll see. I'm still having determined. But I would sell other pieces because guys like Cabrera and guys like Dickerson are free agents at the end of the year. And they're not going to sign them to or let them go to open market and try to compete with that. They're just not. So trade them when you can. You've seen enough of Brian Reynolds in my book to see that he's an everyday and a very good player. I've seen enough to know that. Now, he may next year turn out to be totally different. I don't know how that goes, but I mean, you got to make your judgments accordingly. Back to the lines real quick before we go to a break. We have Pittsburgh Phil who joins us on the cell. What's up, Pittsburgh Phil? How you doing today?
Hey, Bob. Good. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
We're stand patters. I mean, I love what you said. We have to separate church from state. I mean, what are we looking at here? I mean, they were at the bottom of the barrel just a couple weeks ago. This team has traveled through more adversity, and now we're looking at they just rattled off win after win after win with a hurt team. I mean, Pittsburgh fans got to be a little bit happy about this. To me, why do you want to go to a game? You want to go to a game to see a team to contend. This team, why can't they contend? And in the last conversation you and I had, we were talking about the St. Louis Blues. They went from last to first.
Right.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. I grant you that. And that's why we had that discussion, because things can happen.
Right.
Sports is an unusual. I don't think anyone, Phil, ever thought the National League Central would feature teams that are so glutted together with no one willing to jump out in front. St. Louis is now 40-40. That's it. And they got issues. Jordan Hicks, their closer, is out for the year. He needs Tommy John. Milwaukee has many issues that we've talked about. The Cubs can't put it together. It's available, but in the end of the year, Bob Nutting and the ownership and the management may look back and said, we should have done more. We had a chance, but we didn't add to this group. And that's what makes me a little irritated that they could have, and they chose not to. Now, you can tell me.
Well, you know what I say to that, Bob?
What?
You know what? I say you go and talk to them. You got a lot of pull in this.
Well, what are you going to do? Listen, Bob Nutting knows how to make money, as I'm up against a break here. All I'm saying is it's different in this sort of sport. You have to be willing to sacrifice some money if you're going to make the ultimate win. And he saw that. He saw the reaction back in 13 and 14 and 15, what it was like. In order to do that, sometimes you got to go out of your comfort zone and do things that you're not comfortable at all doing, but you do. They did it last year with Archer trade. That may make them more apprehensive this year to do it again. Who knows? Right now, again, if it's me, I'm selling certain pieces. But I applaud them. I applaud Clint Hurdle and their players overcoming everything they've overcome. I think it's pretty impressive, and I think if you separate the issues, you should have that same conclusion. 412-928-9370. If you don't, call. We'll discuss right here. It's the Bob Pompeiani Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, and once again, we'd like to thank our sponsors who make it all possible, PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Make today the day at PNC Bank. Also, we'd like to thank Allegheny Health Network, AHN, and Number One Cochran. Go One Better at Number One Cochran. More calls on the way right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. All right, welcome back. Thanks to our sponsors once again, PNC Bank. Make today the day. Allegheny Health Network, health for all. Number One Cochran, go One Better at Number One Cochran. And Ireland Contracting. Visit IrelandContracting.com. They are the title sponsor of the nightly sports call on Pittsburgh CW, 7 nights a week at 10:35. Got a lot of calls. I want to rattle them off as fast as I can, but I also want to mention a couple of things that are happening. Number one, the Pirates, even though they're not a power-laden team, they have really become better play disciplined team. I didn't know the stats until we looked and saw that they're the hardest team in the National League to strike out. They're putting the ball in play, and last night that helped them twice on fielder's choices that resulted in two runs in a tight game. And they won that game because of putting the ball in play. You know about Brian Reynolds, how good he's been, but Kevin Newman has seized the opportunity too. Now with an 18-game hitting streak, which is tied with Neil Walker and Rennie Stennett, longest by a Pittsburgh rookie since 1900. Newman was a good hitter in college, but no one expected power like this. He's never hit this much for power, and he's really clubbed the ball the last several days. All right, let's rattle him off. Back to the line, Doc Claysville. Go ahead, Doc.
Good morning, Bob. Bear with me a little bit here, Bob. Got a lot to say here, and I'll get...
All right, make it quick, though, Doc. We got a lot of callers, all right?
Okay, I've been waiting a long time. Okay, all right.
No, I appreciate that.
Okay, as of now, no way the Pirates should be sellers. I got 20 untouchables on his team. They're turning the corner.
20?
20 untouchables. What do you think his team... Look at the chemistry they're getting together, and they're a good group of guys, and, you know, like I say, that's how many... I don't want to mess up this... This team, Bob. And
Doc, can I read you something real quick? Because you used the word chemistry. I would look back at some articles from last year. One of the headlines was Pirates develop chemistry and winning at the same time. They won 11 in a row. They swept Milwaukee. They made a trade at the deadline. It backfired.
Yeah, but listen to this.
Did you think last year when they won 11 in a row they were legit?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Now, they weren't.
Well, yeah, I would prove to be wrong, but right now you've got 82 games left. You're not even halfway through the season. He made a great move, Hurdle did, by getting Fraser out at the number one spot and putting Newman in there. These guys are playing great together. And as far as trading Vasquez, that's one of the craziest and dumbest things I've ever seen. You know what each team needs, starting pitching, but they also need great elite closers. And just ask the New York Mets this last week, they lost five games late in the game because they didn't have a closer.
You're right. You're right. But guess what? One thing Neil Huntington's been able to do, Doc, is to find them. And he's traded closers to get other closers who've turned out to be pretty good players, too. And Vasquez was one of them when he was Felipe Rivero, and the Washington Nationals traded him and now regret that move.
But so, I think Vasquez is above these other closers we had. In other words, this guy... If he's not the best, and I think you agree with this, Bob, he's one of the top three in the league. In fact, it's hard for me to pick out any. Yeah.
I do agree with that, but I also would be listening to everything, just as the Penguins should be listening to everything. As a GM, listen to what – if the Dodgers come after you and give you three of their top prospects or whatever.
You know what the Dodgers can do? They send me Bellinger and Ryu, and then maybe I'll think about it. But other than that, you got a shutdown closer, and it's so exciting to watch this fun team and Melky Cabrera and the rest of them. So I hope that no way they're sellers, they're buyers, if anything.
All right. Thanks, Doc. Appreciate your input. We have Cody Meadows on Twitter at KD Pump. He says the Pirates have been an embarrassment for 30 years. Who cares if they win a few games with injuries? I'm 31. They've never had a legit shot of winning a World Series. Well, Cody, that's wrong. Back in when they won 98 games and got into the postseason, if they had won that one game playoff, or they did, and remember the series against St. Louis, they should have won that series, and they had a legit shot that year. But I get what you're paying, because it's been since 1979 since they won a playoff series. Let's go to Brad and Punxsutawney on line four, who joins us here on the Bob Pompeiani Show. What's up, Brad?
Hey Bob, how are you today?
Good, what's up?
Well, I keep going back and forth on buyer selling, and mainly very gun-shy after, you know, last year when the trade first came down for Archer. I think like everybody else, we were all excited. It didn't pan out. So I am probably in a minority, though, when it comes to Vasquez, because if we can get a King's ransom from him and the Dodgers, you know, have the starting pitching, I would at least listen to what they have to say. And
absolutely, so
right
would I.
Now, and you know what? We're minus 55 in runs scored and given up, and we're only two games under 500. So as horrendous as our pitching's been, I guess I just wouldn't say that Vasquez is untouchable. If the Dodgers offered us a King's ransom, I think I'd take it.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it, Brad. You know why, if I were the Pirates, I'd ask for as much as I can get? It's because not only is Vasquez on top of his game right now, we saw that again last night when he blew away some of the best hitters on that roster, including Christian Yelich. But he is signed. He's got a great contract. Any team would love to have that contract. The Pirates signed him to 4 years, $22 million at the time. So bottom line is there's a lot to like if you're a team wanting Vasquez, but you better pay the price if you're going to go there with him specifically. Chuck Suter's on Twitter at KD Pompey says, I'd trade Archer, Gung, Polanco, Feliz to get a strong middle reliever and a good minor league prospect. Well, first of all, Archer's not going anywhere, I don't believe. Gung, I was never a fan of him coming back. Polanco, disappointed. Feliz, not much. So I don't know what you can get for those four if you're mentioning specifically those four. Shane Kennedy says, bye-bye, because you're a four games out, need relief pitchers and a starter. Okay, Shane, but I'm just telling you, last year they won 11 in a row, and people had the wrong conclusion, including them. They just didn't respond afterwards. So who knows? Tom, Jeanette, bottom of the board, joins us right now on the Bob Pompeiani Show. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I'm going to answer your original question that I want to make a couple of points. I think you should sell some pieces, and Dickerson comes to mind, only because of the glut of outfielders and the fact that he's not signed and all that kind of stuff. But you can't get rid of Vasquez. I mean, if you did, you would literally need Bellinger, and that's just not going to happen. Plus, you got to be careful about bringing in highly paid stars. I mean, the Steelers are a case in point there. Look what that got them. Which kind of brings me to my next point. Hurdle, I think, has done a job and continues to do a job unparalleled in the history of Pittsburgh sports. And yes, I mean what I'm saying. Every year, they're going to be worse than they were last year. There's no way they can contend. They're going to be out of it by Memorial Day, on and on and on and on and on. He's doing more with less. He's getting the most out of these guys, which, again, contrast that to everybody's favorites, Steelers and the Penguins, who have some of the best players in the history of the world and can't win anything.
Wait. The Penguins just won two championships. What are you talking about?
Well, they didn't do anything this year. But so,
Wait a minute. You can't just forget about two championships in back-to-back years, can you?
No, I'm talking about this year. What'd they do this year with the best players in the game?
Well, I mean, all right. So you want them to win a championship every year. Other than that, it's
I don't really care about the Penguins. I like the Pirates. And I like the Steelers. But you can't tell me the Steelers didn't underachieve.
Of course they did. And the Penguins
Why'd they underachieve?
Well, because they had opportunities to win games on the road that they should have, and they blew. Well, they were 7-2 at one point. But my point about the Pirates is I agree. First of all, I agree about Hurdle. I think it's time people give him credit for. He's not the guy bringing in all the items to cook. He's the guy who has to prepare what he has. You know, the management, top end, from starting with Nutting, they have to realize this team needed some help. They needed a life jacket thrown in their direction, and they didn't get it. And yet they continue to tread. Now they're, you know, they're still treading, and they're gaining, which is surprising to me. But anyway, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. I'm trying to get as many as I can, Tom. Have a nice day. Let's go out to Michael in Monroeville. Michael, you are on the air. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Bob. I don't understand. This is a very different situation than we've had in the past. Buyer, seller. Okay, if you're buying, the same exact players are the people you'll trade. If you're selling, I mean, our contracts are good. I don't understand this move to buy or sell. If you're going to sell, who are you selling? I mean, you're going to sell Marte for hopefully players, Dickerson for player. You know, if you're buying, you're using the same chips. I don't think there's a big difference. This team is very different. We have young players. We're coming up. We have a low payroll as it is. What are we selling for? Unless, you know.
Because they want more prospects. If you can get big time prospects. You look at some of the trades that have been done over the years.
I'm not trading Vasquez anywhere.
All right, that's the one big chip more than anyone else now.
Let's see what happens the rest of the year. This is not the time.
Yeah, but at some point you have to make a decision before the rest of the year plays out. I understand that. You don't think, though, if you got three really dynamic players.
You're going on record, you want to trade them.
No, I'm saying I go on record saying they should listen to all and every call they make. Absolutely. Somebody calls them, you listen. If they blow me away with an offer, I make it. Because to me, they're still a team.
Buying and selling.
Okay, well, we'll find out. I mean, it's going to be interesting what they determine. Last year, they made a move that not many people thought they could make, and they did. And I had no problem with it at the time. Now, am I disappointed with what's gone on with Chris Archer? Absolutely. But there were evidences there that maybe he was not the same pitcher. They still went for Chris Archer because he was the most likely and the most coveted guy at the trade deadline. We have plenty more coming up. It's 412-928-9370. Remember, you can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. It's the same as the call-in line, folks, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Back with more all the way to 1 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. All right, we have a lot of tweets about the Pirates. Dr. Labcoat says, I would sell 1, Melky, 2, Polanco, 3, Gung, 4, Cervelli, and 5, I would entertain offers for Vasquez. That's an interesting topic, one that's passionate both ways. I will say this about Cervelli. Cervelli's the kind of guy that, if he's going to play for me again here from the Pirates, you can't put him in catcher. I'm sorry. He's been out for a long time. During that time, I think Diaz has proven his value. And Jacob Stallings, you know, it would require Jacob Stallings to go on waivers, I believe. And if that's the case, you could lose him. I don't think it's worth it. Where does Cervelli play? If he plays, what does he do? He's at the end of a contract in this year, too. Let's go to Don in Las Vegas, who's been very patient. Don, I know you've been waiting for like a half an hour, man. I appreciate that. How are you doing out in wonderful Las Vegas?
It's great, Bob. I'm a native Pittsburgher. I lived there most of my life. The last 20 years I've lived in Vegas, but enough about me. I have 3 points I'd like to make about the Pirates.
All right.
Real quick. Archer, I've observed him, and it seems to me like he'd be better suited off to a bullpen pitcher such as Crick or even a closer like Vasquez. He strikes out a lot of people. He just doesn't seem to be the same pitcher he was when he was younger. And I think it'd be better, you know, you put your players in the best position to succeed. I think he would succeed there. As far as Vasquez goes, the Dodgers have a track record of having a great minor league system. Yes, you could trade Vasquez, and plus, as an added bonus, we'll see how good a general manager Neil Huntington is. He ought to get a boatload for Vasquez. And there's no rule in baseball that says you can't be both buyers and sellers. I think that's what the Pirates should do. Bob, I'm going to hang up and listen to your response. And hello, Pittsburgh from sunny Las Vegas.
Yeah, 109 degrees or something, Las Vegas. Thanks, Don. Appreciate that. As far as Archer being a closer, the one thing he doesn't do is keep the ball in the ballpark. He has led all major league starters right now in home runs surrendered. As a closer, you don't want that. So I'm not, first of all, any starters, I'm not going to make that move. You say be both buyers and sellers. I understand that, but I think that's difficult to pull off, especially if you're going to make a decision that we think that this team can win. If they make that decision, we as in Pirates think they can win just like they did last year, then you have to either go in all in one way or the other. If you don't, you don't, and you start seeing what you can get. You're not going to get all that much for Polanco right now because he's had a bad year, and I'm not so sure anyone wants that. You still don't know if he's capable of playing. You know, Marte's attractive to some, but you have to I think the field limits when you look at starting center fielders. How many teams really need one of those right now? That would be difficult to achieve. Vasquez is your biggest chip. As you said, Dodgers have a big system, and they're not unwilling to trade some of those guys. We'll see what they do, but I would listen to all of it, and if it made sense to me, I'd do it. I don't think there's any harm in that because they have had, you know, one thing Huntington has done is found closers. He's the best in the game right now, I think, and he's signed at a great salary, which means you should be able to get a whole bunch for him if you're going to make that deal. Peter in Peter's Township. Hello, Peter. How are you?
Bob, what kind of show are you running here? I've been waiting for 45 minutes.
I'm sorry, man. I'm trying to get through as many calls as I can. I appreciate your patience. You could have hung up.
Bob, it's Joe. How are you?
This is Joe. It says Peters in Peters Township. And Joe Starkey decides to... This is the voice version of photobombing here, what he just did. Right? Is that what you just did? What are you doing, Joe? Why are you doing that to me?
I easily could have been Peter from Peters Township, for all you know, Bob. Right?
Yeah, well, the longer you would have talked, the more I would have known. It is Stark Raven Mad Starkey. Why are you calling, Joe?
Because... A, I'm outraged over the topic of conversation, and B, I need to check and see what day you're in this week. I'm all alone, no cookie.
I said to Joe, he should have told you I'm in on Tuesday. I have some rescheduled, like my golf tournament was rescheduled, so I have a lot of that kind of stuff coming up. But Tuesday will be the day.
I'll be
in. I look forward to it. I'm looking forward to you torturing me, as you've done, starting with woodpeckers and who knows what else. But what are you outraged about this topic for?
Not necessarily this topic. I wanted to ask you about the DH. Chris Archer gets hurt hitting again. Another pitcher gets hurt hitting. And the Pirates, it seems to me, Pump, would benefit from the DH as much as any team, no matter what Greg Brown says, would benefit as much as any team because they have a prized prospect in Will Craig with nowhere to play. They should be praying for the DH right now. And I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, Peter, in Peter's Township. I agree with that. To me, that debate on DH or no DH, I can go either way on that one. I really don't care how it ends up. But if it's my choice, I would want the DH. I'm sick and tired. You know, Greg can talk all he wants, and I respect Greg, and he's a big purist for the game. A lot of people out there are. And I understand why you want strategy. You still have strategy. No matter what you do, you're going to have strategy. But you're right. It serves the Pirates better. It also makes it a little easier for Josh Bell. And look what it's done to Jose Asuna. If you have guys who need an opportunity somewhere, this gives them that opportunity. I'm just overall, my view on this is I'm tired of watching pitchers come up to the plate and look like they've never swung a bat before in their lives. And there are so many guys that they were good hitters in high school. They really were. They were some of the lead hitters. And so why all of a sudden do they ignore that part of the game when they know at times they're going to get two or three at-bats to change the outcome of a game? Don't you want every advantage going your way? If you can't do that, then get rid of pitchers hitting. That's me. But thank you for Peters and Peters Township. I'm going to start the show on Tuesday by talking about Peters and Peters Township. I should have known somebody was up to something. Matt, did you not know or did you set me up too?
I am so disappointed in myself. I didn't recognize his voice.
I didn't either until, like, the first few, I didn't think he'd be Joe Starkey. He's a busy man. Isn't he coaching somewhere or doing something?
He's probably on his way to some tournament right now.
Yeah, probably so. And we'll talk about it on Tuesday, I'm sure. All right, Star Gregman, thanks. Let's go out to Old School on the sale. Cell phone. What's up, Old School? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. What's going on with you?
Good. Good, yay. Hey, I just wanted to give a shout out to the Pirates and Clint Hurdle. You know, it's one thing to fight through adversity when it's just bad attitudes, but it's a whole other thing to fight through it when you got injuries, plagued with injuries, your big time starters, people you rely on go down, and to keep this team wanting to go out day in and day out and fight. This team fights every game. I mean, they might not win a lot. Sometimes they're overmatched by quality of player, but they're never overmatched by heart. And I see that every time I watch them. These guys go out and fight every game.
They do, and I've given credit to Hurdle for that. There are some of the moves I don't like on some of the way he operates bullpens, which I think is a very important. But I also like what's gone on here, and I think he deserves a lot of the credit for it. Too many people are always talking about things, whether it's pulling a pitcher too early, keeping him too late, not bunting. I get that. Every manager goes through that. But beyond that, Clint Hurdle has been the kind of solidifying force with this group that I think has them in the direction they're headed. They still have – here's the problem, though. You know, Old School, when you fall behind 9 games under 500, you know how much work it takes just to get back to 500? And when you do – you have to keep that going. It's hard to do. I can see in the foreseeable future where they have a 5 out of 6 game losing streak or whatever and fall back even. You know, it's difficult when you're that far back.
Yeah. The one thing you got to admit, you know, when you get somebody like a Chris Archer and he fails like he has failed epically, it's kind of hard to recover from that. I don't think they really didn't foresee this guy falling off a cliff like he has. And I think that it's just been hard for them to get their rotation together when you lose your number one starter and then the guy you expected to maybe be a number one starter is not even good enough to be fifth in the rotation.
Yeah, that's a problem. And that's why what they've been able to do. Now, still, I go back and say that during the time when they needed that little life raft, life vest thrown to them where they're really, you know, ready to drown, they need help, they're treading for their lives, this is when ownership should have done something. They had opener after opener after opener. It prevented them to get to their closer, because they couldn't open right. There had to be a move made, and you can argue all you want about, you can't make a trade this time of the year. It doesn't happen in baseball. Find a way to bring somebody in to get it done. There were other people out there they could have done that to, but they didn't. And in the end, if they lose out by a couple of games, you can look back because it's traceable to that. Luke and Beachview, hang on. We're going to get to you as we start the next hour. Hope you don't mind. 412-928-9370, that is the number to call, and right now we're taking a look at fan weather, which is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Today we have intervals of clouds and sun. warm and humid, couple of strong thunderstorms, just like the other day. They could pop up out of nowhere. Any storm can bring damaging winds, high of 86. Some clouds lingering overnight, low of 66 tomorrow. Same thing, clouds, sun, breezy. Less humid, though, high of 81. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet and McMurray. The sun is shining, and it's time for Sun Summer Sizzling Sell Down. Come on, man. Do you write this stuff for me? Matty, give me I'll do that again. Sun's Summer Sizzling Sell Down event. Do that 10 times.
That's how they wrote it for me.
I know, and you could have changed it. I read it, and I said, I'm not ready for that alliteration. But check out Sun, because it's sunny outside. 412-928-9370, back right after this.